Good afternoon, everyone.
弟兄姐妹午安。
May God's peace be with you.
求神的平安与你们大家同在。
Today's passage is found in here, verses 15 to 17 of 1 John.
我们要看约翰一书第二章十五到十七节。
If you could take out your program.And let's read first in English and then in Chinese, just verse 15 to 17.
我们先读英文，再读中文，从十五节到十七节。
Verse 15, Do not love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For everything in the world, the cravings of sinful man, the lust of his eyes,And the boasting of what he has and does comes not from the Father, but from the world. The world and its desires pass away, but the man who does the will of God lives forever.
我们一起来中文读从十五到十七节来。不要爱世界和世界上的事。人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他那里面了。因为凡世上这事就像肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲，并今生的骄傲，都不是从父来的，乃是从世界来的。这世界和其上的情欲都要过去，唯独遵行神旨意的是永远长存。
We live in the world, but what does it mean to not love the world?
我们是住在这个世界，到底什么意思？我们不爱这个世界。
Today's passage gives us three reasons why we should not love the world.
今天这段经纶给我们三个原因，让我们知道怎么样，为什么不要爱世界。
And let's look at the first reason. Number one, it's because it is in direct opposition to God.
第一个原因就是这是跟神是完全是敌对的。
The word world is cosmos. Cosmos.This word world can mean three things in the Bible.
这个世界的原文叫做 cosmos, 这个 cosmos 这个字有三个意思。
The first is the earth, the planet.
第一个就是这个地球，这个地球，这个世界，这个宇宙。
Look at this verse, Acts chapter 17, verse 24.
我们看使徒行传十七章二十四节。
It says, God made the world and everything in it.
说神创造宇宙和其中万物的神。
There is a hymn that we all know. It's called "This is my Father's world."
有一首诗歌我们都非常熟悉，叫做《这是天父世界》。
And in this hymn, it talks about the rocks, it talks about trees, skies and seas, everything the Father created.
这个诗歌里头讲到这个石头、这个树木，一切神所创造的。
So when the Bible says, do not love the world, this is not what it's talking about, the planet, the earth.
当这个讲说不要爱世界，并不是讲到这个地球上的这些东西。
The second usage of this word, cosmos, world, is people, humanity.
那么第二个用法就是世人，所有的人。
John 3:16, for God so loved the world, the people in the world that he gave his one and only son, so that whosoever believes in Jesus, he will not perish but have eternal life.
约翰福音三章十六节说，神爱世人，这个就是原来就是 cosmos, 甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
So when the Bible says, do not love the world, this is not what it's talking about.It's not talking about do not love the people in this world.
圣经讲说不要爱这个世界，并不是不要爱世人，不是这个意思。
The third usage of this word is the philosophy of the lifestyle, the values, the culture of this world.
而这个圣经讲的世界，这个是讲的这个世界的这个生活形态的一种哲学是。价值观是它的一个系统。
And that's what it means when Bible says, do not love the world. It's talking about Satan's system.
那么圣经讲的不要爱世界，这个世界其实就是那个撒旦所控制的一个世界。
And let's look at a few verses where it's talking about this, the third usage of the word.
我们看看一些圣经讲到这个第三种这个说法。
1 John 5:19, we know that we are children of God and that the whole world is under the control of Satan.
约翰一书五章十九节那边讲说，我们知道我们是属神的，全世界都握在那恶者手下。
See, Satan controls the world. That's why Jesus called Satan the prince of this world.
今天这个世界是在撒旦的控制之下，所以这个耶稣讲说，撒旦是世界的王。
Look at John 12:31. Now judgment is upon this world, and the ruler of this world, that's Satan, will be cast out.
约翰福音十二章三十一节说，现在这世界受审判，这世界的王就是魔鬼，要被赶出去。
See, we don't usually think about this, but Satan has an organization of evil spirits working with him.To influence the affairs of our lives.
我们常常没有想到，其实今天这个世界是有魔鬼跟一些是个邪灵，他们有一个组织，这个组织就控制了这个世界。
Look at Ephesians 6:12. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, the powers, against the world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly realms.
在以弗所书六章十二节，他说：“因为我们并不是与属血气的征战，乃是与那些执政的、掌权的、管辖着幽暗世界的，以及天空属灵气的恶魔征战。”
Look at what Jesus said in John 15:18. If the world hates you.Keep in mind that the world hated me first.
约翰福音十五章十八节说，世人若恨你们，你们知道，恨你们以先已经恨我了。
Jesus is talking about a system that's against God and everything that God wants to accomplish in this world.
圣经是讲说，这个撒旦所控制这样一个系统。这个系统是敌对神，而且敌对神所要做的一切的事情。
And that's why we're often reminded in the Bible that we do not belong to this world.
所以怪不得圣经告诉我们说，我们并不属于这个世界。
Look at this verse, Philippians 3:20. Their destiny is destruction. Their God is their stomach. Their glory is in their shame. Their mind is on earthly things, worldly things. But our citizenship is in heaven.We eagerly await a savior from there, our Lord Jesus Christ.
腓立比书三章十九节那边讲说，他们的结局就是沉沦，他们的神就是他们自己的肚腹，他们以自己的羞辱为荣耀，专以地上的事为念。我们却是天上的国民，并且等候救主，就是主耶稣基督从天上降临。
Let's be honest, so often we forget that we are citizens of heaven and not really of this world.
我们诚实想想看，我们常常不晓得我们是天国的子民，我们一直觉得我们是在这个世界上。
And so often the world in which we live in, the values, the philosophies are against God's values and philosophies.
今天这个世界他们所注重的价值观他们的这个哲学是完全是跟神敌对的。
And so, my brothers and sisters, if at times you feel very uncomfortable in this world,
如果你在这个世界上，你常常觉得是好像不自在。
You feel that you don't fit in and you don't quite feel accepted by this world.
你好像跟他们格格不入，你们好像不被他们所接受。
That's good news.
这个其实是好消息。
You should be encouraged because you realize that you are true citizens of heaven.
你应该受到鼓励，因为你是真正天国的子民。
Like our girls at school, you know, at school they're teaching them evolution.
我们的孩子在学校，他们的学校教他们这个进化论。
And so their homework was to go home and to research Darwinism, the person, you know, Darwin who invented evolution.
所以他们的功课就是要回来要去研究，要去搜索这个达尔文到底是有什么事。
And then they came across this sentence, this statement. It says, before Darwin's discoveries, people used to believe in the Bible.
他们就看到有一句话说，以前还这个达尔文还没有发现这个进化论之前呢，人都是以为圣经来做标准。
And what it's trying to say is that, yeah, before Darwin came along, people used to just believe the Bible, but now people know better, so they don't believe the Bible anymore.
就是说，以前那些人他们没有这个达尔文这个发现之后，他们就认为是圣经是对的。但现在有了新的发现之后，他们就觉得圣经已经这个落伍了。
And it's trying to say that people who believe in the Bible are some kind of old-fashioned, uneducated people.
所以这些读圣经的人，他们是这个太老化了，他们这个没有受到教育。
And our girls, when they read that, they were offended. They said, "Hey, we still believe in the Bible."
所以我们这个女儿他们看了之后，她就有点生气。她说，我们还是心相信圣经的。
But see, that is the world. This world is anti-God. It's in direct opposition to God.
这就是这个世界，这个世界是敌对神的，是与神为敌的。
Another example at home, I have a We have five girls at home.
我有五个女儿在家里。
And we like to relax at evenings, so sometimes we turn on the fireplace and we turn on the TV.
所以到了晚上，我们想轻松一下，我们就把这个火炉打点起来，然后我们就把电视打开。
And can you imagine with me on this couch? I'm sitting on one side and my wife sitting on the other, and then five girls squeezed in the middle.
你想想看，我在一边，我的太太在另外一边，我们五个女孩就挤在一起。
And we're there watching TV.
我们就在那边看电视。
And you know how it is, you know, sometimes the TV show may be good, but the commercials and the things they show is very ungodly.
有的时候这个电影还不错，但是在做广告的时候。就放一些这些不太这个敬虔的东西了。
And the images they show and the languages that they use very makes us feel very uncomfortable.
他们所用的东西、讲的话、他们用词是让我们觉得非常不舒服的。
And sometimes they show some images that are very inappropriate for our girls.
常常有一些这个景象。是非常不适合我们的女孩子的看。
And my wife's looking at me like, are you going to do something about it? Are you going to change the channel?
我太太就看着我说，你是不是要换台了？
I said, where is the remote control?
我就说，那个遥控器在哪里？
And by the time I find it, it's too late.
但是我找到了以后已经来不及了。
See.All these things are the hottest shows on TV and in the movies right now.
这些就是现在这个电视里头最卖座的。
But see, we don't need to be so crazy about the things that the world is so crazy about.
但是我们不要这个就是好像就是喜欢这种他们世人喜欢的东西。
Why does it make us feel so uncomfortable? Because this world is anti-God.
为什么我们觉得这样不自在呢？因为这个世界是敌对神的。
In our culture today, tolerance is the highest virtue.
今天这个世界认为这个尊重是最高的这个道德原则。
If you want to stand firm on the truth of God's word today,
如果你今天对圣经在这边坚持在这边保守的话
then you will be labeled by the world as unloving.
你就会被人认为你是没有爱心。
You are narrow-minded.
你的这个思想很狭窄。
You are judgmental.
你是常常论断。
Why is it like that?
为什么他们这样想呢？
Because the world is anti-God.
因为这个世界 是敌对神的。
See, we have to understand that what makes worldliness so dangerous to the Christian is that usually worldliness starts out with good things.
这个世界通常一般是从好的开始。
Things like entertainment.
比方说这个娱乐。
Things, good things like work.
好像工作。
Family.
这个家庭。
But Satan wants to use these good things and push them beyond the boundaries where God has set for us.
撒旦是用这些好的事情然后把这个界限给推翻了。
Look at this list.
我们看看这些。
Rest is good, but Satan wants to turn physical rest into laziness.
那么安息是好的，但是这个撒旦要把安息的变成懒惰。
Enjoyment of food, that's good, but Satan wants to turn food into gluttony.
那么美食是好的，但是撒旦愿意把这个美食变成暴饮暴食。
Self-respect is good, but Satan wants to turn self-respect into conceit and pride.
自尊是好事，但是他要把它变成自负。
Communication is good. It's good to communicate, but Satan wants to use communication, turn that into gossip, slander.
沟通是好事，但是他却要变成讲闲话，在那边做这些挑拨。
Opposite sex, relating to opposite sex is a good thing, but Satan wants to turn that opposite sex into some sort of immorality in our lives.
这跟异性的来往本来是好事，但是撒旦要把它变成为一种不纯净的东西。
And see, Satan, he rarely turns us 180 degrees.
撒旦没有让我们180度的转弯。
But he makes this little increments of change turning from God.
但是他却引诱我们一点一点的远离神。
And what happens is we compromise here and there, we linger, we flirt, we dabble here and there.
我们常常就对一些事情妥协，我们有一些儿戏，我们常常愿意淌浑水，而且我们常常为一些事情就在那边徘徊。
And so over time, we find ourselves so far, so distant from God.
因此慢慢的我们就发现我们与神的距离好像越来越远了。
Look at this quote.
我们现在看一个这个人的说法。
All the water in the world, however hard it tried, could never sink the smallest ship unless it gets inside.
这世上的水不论它怎么样，它不能够把一个最小的船沉掉，除非这个水进到这个船里头。
In the same way, all the evil in the world, the blackest kind of sin, can never hurt you one least bit unless you let it in.
同样的，这个世界上再多的这些黑暗的罪恶，也不能够伤害你，除非你把它放在你里面。
And when we become comfortable with the values of this world, we become worldly people, worldly Christians.
当我们对这个世界上这些价值观，我们觉得发现很舒服的时候，其实我们就掉在这个世界这个里头了。
And that's what Satan wants. He wants to make us into worldly Christians, people who God's people that just blend in with the world.
所以这个魔鬼他其实是要我们成为一个俗世界的基督徒。
So the question I want us to ask ourselves is this: how comfortable are we with the world, with the things, with the values that are so in direct opposition to God?
所以我们需要问一个问题了：我们对这个世界它里头的东西、这些的价值观、这些这个哲学，我们是不是觉得很舒服呢？
Today, the greatest challenge for American Christians is not persecution, from the world, but seduction from the world.
今天这个基督徒最面临最大的挑战，不是这个世界上给我们的逼迫，而是这个世界给我们的引诱。
Little by little, we have given in, we compromise, and we become like the world.
一点一点，我们妥协，我们接纳，我们就一天天就变成他们的样子。
And surveys, research has shown that Christians, they act just like the world.
今天很多的调查发现，基督徒他们的表现跟这个世上的人没有什么差别。
Their spending habits, their TV consumption, entertainment, just like the world.
他们怎么样花钱？他们这个怎么样看这个电视？他们这所有做的事情跟外邦人没有什么差别。
They lie, they cheat, they're dishonest, just like the world.
他们欺骗，他们说谎，跟这个没有信的人差不多。
Again, how comfortable are we with the world, with the values, with the systems that are directly in opposition to God?
所以我们要问，我们问一个问题，就是我们对这个抵挡神的这个世界这个价值，这个哲学，我们是不是觉得还可以接受呢？
So that's the first reason. The reason why we're not supposed to love the world is that it's in direct opposition to God.
所以第一个我们不能够学着爱这个世界的原因，就是因为这个世界是与神直接敌对的。
The second reason why we're not to love the world is because it promotes self-centeredness.
第二个原因我们不要爱这个世界，因为这个世界让我们成为自我中心。
Let's look at verse 16. For everything in the world, the cravings of sinful man, the lust of his eyes, the boasting of what he has and does, comes not from the Father, but from the world.
16节说，因为凡世界上的事，就像肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲，并今生的骄傲，都不是从父来的，乃是从世界来的。
And if you look at it carefully, it talks about three categories of sin.
你如果注意看的话，就是有讲到罪的三个方面。
You think about it, that's the same thing in the Garden of Eden when Adam and Eve, they were tempted.
这就讲到这个当亚当夏娃被试探的时候，那个时候同样的三件事情。
Look at Genesis 2:6. When the woman saw that the fruit of the tree was good for food, that's cravings of the flesh.
所以在创世纪三章六节说，于是女人见那棵树上的果子好做食物，这个是眼目的情欲。
And pleasing to the eyes, that's the lust of the eyes.
悦人的眼目，这个是眼目的情欲，前面是这个肉体的情欲。
And also desirable for gaining wisdom so they can be like God, that's pride of life.
而且是可喜爱的，能够使人有智慧，就是能够成为神一样，就是这个今生的骄傲。
Three categories of sin.
三个罪的这个三方面。
Same thing when Jesus was tempted in the desert.
同样，耶稣在沙漠，在被受魔鬼的试探的时候，也是三方面。
He was tempted, remember, to turn stone into bread.
他被试探说要把石头变成饼。
Desire of the flesh.
这是肉体的情欲。
And then he was taken up to the high mountains to see the kingdom and the beauty and its glory. That's the lust of the eyes.
然后他把他带到这个圣殿的山上，就让他看见这个荣华的世界，这个就是眼目的情欲。
And then Satan tempted him to not have to go to the cross, to not have to suffer, but to save himself.
那么然后这个让他不要去上十字架，然后为他自己。
That's the pride of life.
这就是今生的骄傲。
And see, when you put all these things together, it's really not that complicated. It's all about us.
当我们把这些所有放在一块的时候，其实不是很复杂的，其实就是为了自己。
This world, it has an agenda.And the agenda is the world wants us to focus on ourselves.
这个世界就有一个伎俩，就是让我们把我们的注意力放在我们自己身上。
Now, I want you to hear some slogans that we often hear.
我们听听这个社这个广告一些的这个口号。
And I want you to realize that we actually hear these slogans, the messages from this world every day.
我们就每一天都听这样的信息，从世界来的这样的信息。
Actually, I'm going to say some of these slogans, and I want you to tell me what brand it comes from, right? The slogan, what company it's from.
我把这个广告的这个口号读给大家听，看看你们猜猜是哪一个公司的。
Okay, let's look at the first one.
看看第一个。
You deserve a break today.
你啊，今天好好享受一下。
Or I'm loving it.
我很爱。
What is it?
是哪一个
？McDonald's.
哎，麦当劳。
There's a Chinese McDonald there. See, listen to the message, all right?
你听听这个信息。
You deserve a break today.
你应该享受一下。
I am loving it.
我真的爱得很。
Okay, look at this next one.
看看另外一个。
Obey your thirst.
你就遵随你这个的渴慕吧。
What do you think?
是什么？
Somebody says Coke, very close. Sprite, that's it.
Sprite.
See, obey your thirst.
就是遵为你的渴慕来，就跟着他走。
This next one, have it your way.
就你要什么就什么。
Jack in the Box, very close. Subway, very close. Let's show the answer. Burger King. Have it your way. It's about you having your way.
你想要怎么样就怎么样。
Okay, this next one is for the ladies.
下面一个是给女士们的。
Because you are worth it. I am worth it. What is it?
就是我值得。
Let's show the answer. It's really expensive, but it's okay. You're worth it.
很贵，但是你值得的。
You're worth it. Okay, this next one. I love what you do for me.
我很喜欢你为我做的事。
It's a car.
是个车子公司。
Let's show the answer. Toyota. How many of us drive Toyota here? Right? A lot of us, right? Now, I want you to think about these, the messages the world try to give us every day. We hear this every day.
我要大家想想这些信息，这些事情是我们天天都在这边听。
It's about us. It's about self-gratification.
完全是对我们自己，对我们就是让我们能够这个在瞬间的得到一些快乐喜悦。
Can you imagine our Lord Jesus saying, No, Father, enough is enough. It's about me.
你有没有听，如果耶稣讲说，天父不要，你知道吗？我就是我。
I deserve a break today.
我应该享受享受。
I am worth it.
我是值得的。
I'm going to have it my way today.
我要想要我得到的东西。
I am going to obey my thirst today.
我要今天我要对我的这个渴慕我去遵守。
Right? No. In fact, what did Jesus say?
耶稣没有这样讲，耶稣到底怎么说呢？
When he was tempted, he said, Man does not live on bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God.
当耶稣被试探的时候，他说：“人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠从神口里所出的一切话。”
When he was suffering, he prayed this prayer: Father, not my will, but your will be done in my life.
当耶稣在受苦的时候，他说：“不是我的旨意，是你的心意。”
And all over the Bible, he says, I am here to do my Father's will.
他说我到世上是来遵行神的旨意的。
When Jesus was tempted to bow down and worship Satan, he says, No, worship the Lord and serve him only.
当魔鬼要他敬拜魔鬼的时候，他说不行，要单单侍奉神。
See, Jesus gave us a beautiful example of a life. It's not about us.It's about God.
耶稣活了一个生命，让我们看见不是为我自己，而是为了神。
It's an example of it's not so much what I want, it's what God wants.
不是我要什么，而是神你要什么。
So the question I want us to think about under this point is this: Does God exist for us, or do we exist for God?
我们要问一个问题，就是我存在是。为了我自己，还是为了神的荣耀？
I mean, do we relate to God as if He exists to further our ambitions, or do we exist for His glory?
我们的存在是因为神要满足我们呢，还是说我们的存在是要使神得荣耀？我们要想这个问题。
Recently, in my devotions, I read about the Israelites when they were in the desert, when God led them out of Egypt.
最近我在灵修的时候看到圣经讲到以色列人他们在旷野在游这个漂流的时候。
Now I ask the question: Why does God want to deliver them out of Egypt?
我在想，神为什么要把他们从埃及能够拯救出来到这个旷野。
And over and over again, the Bible says, so that God says, so that other nations will see my mighty acts and they will acknowledge, they will know that I am the one true God.
圣经要多次的讲说，神所以这样要做，就是让他们知道神的大能，使得这个世界知道他是那个唯一的神。
In other words, God wants to lead them out of Egypt to show Himself to the world, to other nations.
所以神把他们从埃及拯救出来，其实要让整个世界看见他就是神。
In other words, it's not about the Israelites, it's about God.
所以其实不是为了这个以色列人，而是为了神。
But the Israelites...They never learned that lesson because it's never about God. It's always about them, the Israelites.
但是以色列人他们却没有学到这个功课，在一切事上都不是为了神，是为了他们自己。
Whenever they face difficulties, they would complain, they would curse God.
当他们遇见困难的时候，他们就抱怨他们在这个咒诅神。
They said, "We'd rather die in Egypt. Why are you taking us out here to die?"
他说，我们情愿在埃及受苦，为什么你把我们带到这个旷野里头？
See, it's never about God. It's always about them.
他们没有把神看作第一位，而是总是他们自己。
To them, God was somebody that could lead them into the promised land. That's all.
对他们来讲，神只不过是。带领他们离开埃及到这个应许之地的。
God was simply a means to an end.
神只是他们的要达到一个目的的一个手段。
And then I thought about me. Well, how about me?
然后我就马上想到我自己怎么样了。
And how about for us?
到底对我们怎么样？
I mean, what is it we really want in this life? Why are we working so hard? What are we striving for?
我们到底要什么？我们在这一生里头这么辛苦做很多的事情，我们的目的是什么
？Is it for my reputation？
是不是为了我的名誉
？Is it for my family？
不是，是不是为我的这个家庭
？Is it for my comfort and my security？
是不是为我的舒适？是不是为我的这个平安
？And is God only somebody who is there to help me get all these things that I want for me.
是不是神就是在那边，他就是来帮助我得到这一切的。
But as Christians, God wants us to know that we exist not for ourselves, but we exist to glorify God.
但是对于基督徒来讲，我们要知道我们存在 不是为了我们自己，而是为了神。
The third reason why we should not love the world is this.
第三个我们不应该爱这个世界的原因。
As bride of Christ, we love only God.
因为我们是基督的心腹，我们唯一的爱的就是神。
Sometimes we think of worldliness, we think of acts, things that we do.
我们刚刚讲到我们爱世界的时候，通常以为我们做一些事情。
But today, in today's scripture, John tells us that it's not about the things we do. It's not so much about activities, but it's an attitude of the heart.
这个约翰在这边告诉我们说，不是一些事情我们做，而是说我们在一种情况之下。
In other words, worldliness is not what we do. Worldliness is a matter of our heart.
这个俗世界不是说做一些事情，而是在我们的心里头。
Worldliness has everything to do with our relationship, our loving relationship with God.
这个俗世界这件事情是完全是在我们跟神的关系上。
Why shouldn't we love the world? Because we love God.
为什么？我们不去爱这个世界，因为我们爱神。
Look at verse 15.
我们看15节。
If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Means if you love the world, well then you don't love God.
第十五节说，不要爱世界和世界上的事。人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面了。当我们爱世的界的时候，我们就不爱神了。
Sometimes we think, well, no, that it shouldn't be so black and white. It shouldn't be like one way or the other. It shouldn't be like, oh, if you love the world, you don't love the Father. It shouldn't be like that.
有人就讲说，你不要什么分别，好像黑黑白一样。你不爱这个世界就爱神，爱神就不爱世界，不是这么样，好像黑白分明的。
But if you look at the teachings of the Bible is very consistent. Look at Luke chapter 16:13.
但是你看圣经的话，到处这个很多时候都是这样来讲的。
No servant can serve two masters. Either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both.
路加福音16:13说，一个仆人不能侍奉两个主。不是恶这个，就是爱那个，就是重这个轻那个。你不可以又侍奉神，又侍奉马门。
You cannot love a God, love God, and then the world that is directly in opposition to God.
你不可能爱神，然后又爱那个与神敌对的一个世界。
Look at James 4:4.
我们看雅各书的4:4.
Here he used very strong words.
这边用很严厉的话。
You adulterous people, don't you know that friendship with the world is hatred toward God? Anyone who chooses to be a friend of this world becomes an enemy of God.
你们这些淫乱的人啊，岂不知与世俗为友，就是与神为敌吗？所以凡想要与世俗为友的，就是与神为敌了。
And this verse is telling us, when we love the world, we are committing adultery against God.
这边圣经讲说，如果我们爱世界的话，其实我们就跟这个世界有这个属灵的犯奸淫了。
In preparation for this message, I did some research on adultery.
那么在准备这个讲章的时候，我就做了一些这个搜寻，就讲到这个奸淫的问题。
And as I was doing some research, this article jumped out at me.
那么就突然之间就找到一个文章。
This is an article that is entitled Ten Steps That Lead to Adultery.
这个文章的名字就是说，这个引你到奸淫的十个步骤。
And I thought,Ten steps?
我在想说啊，有十个步骤吗？
I mean, you look at TV, you like somebody, you get in bed with them. That's like two steps, not ten steps.
你看这个电影以后，你发现有人跟他这个发生问题的时候，就好像 看到之后就喜欢，然后就上床，就只有两个步骤嘛。
And it sent 10 steps, and the point the author is trying to make is that nobody wakes up one morning and finds him or herself committing adultery.
这个作者其实就告诉我们说，不是人不是因为早上起床之后就发现要去犯奸淫了。
It comes from a long process, many forms of compromising over a long period of time.
而是这个是经过很长的时间，很多这个妥协的步骤所引起的。
And the author says, the final act, which is the act of adultery, the final act is not the only sin.
那么这个作者讲，这最后犯奸淫的这个步骤，这个其实不是这个罪恶的一个部分而已。
Because every step, the other 9 steps, every step is sin.
其他的九个步骤，其实每一个步骤都是在犯罪。
And then I thought, well, what is the first step?
那我就想说，哎，这个第一个步骤是到底是什么呢？
It's your thoughts.
就是你的思想。
Any kind of impure thoughts.
当你有这个不纯净的这个思想的时候。
Any kind of thoughts that you entertain, impure thoughts, that's sin.
当你一些不纯净的思想，你在那边陶醉的时候。
So let's be honest. When we come before God and we say, God, we love you. God, we want to honor you. God, we want to glorify you. But let's be honest. What is it that we dwell on, we think about in our heart, in our thoughts?
当我们来到神这边，我们想想，我们到底心里在想些什么？
The question I want us to wrestle with is this.What preoccupies my mind? What do I think about all the time?
所以我们要想一个问题，就是说，在我的思想中，我到底有什么占据我的思想？我到底成天在想什么？
The first thing I think about in the morning, what is it?
我一早起床，我第一件想到的事是什么？
What's the last thing I think about when I go to bed at night?
当我要睡觉之前，我最后想些什么？
What is that something that keeps me sleeping at night?
这个让我在那边睡觉的那件事是什么事？
That very thing, if it's not God, that's adultery.
如果那件事情不是神的话，那就是拜偶像。
King David, you know the story of King David. He defeated the giant.
大家知道这个大卫王，他把这个哥利亚这个巨人打败了。
Yet he committed adultery.
但是他犯了奸淫了。
I wonder if King David ever realized who the real Goliath is in his life.
我不知道大卫他有没有想过问题。他那个所面对的巨人格利亚到底是谁呢？
The real Goliath was not 9 feet tall.
那个格利亚不是九尺高的那个巨人。
The real Goliath did not have armors and spears.
那个格利亚他是没有盔甲，没有这个枪的。
But she has the power to bring him down and to destroy his life.
但是这个女子却有能力使他能够跌倒。
Well, how about us? Who is our Goliath in our lives?
对我们来讲，我们心中的那个巨人是谁呢？
What is it that is luring us away from God?
有什么东西使我们远离，被引诱，远离神呢？
Today, God wants to remind us, worldliness is not so much something we do, but worldliness stems from our relationship with God.
今天圣经告诉我们说，我们俗世界这件事情不是说我们做一些事，而是我们跟神的关系是怎样。
And the only way for us to get rid of worldliness in our lives is to fall in love with our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们怎么样能够把我们这个俗世界这些除去？唯一的办法就是我们跟神 恋爱。
And when we have a close, intimate relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ, we will not love the world.
如果我们有跟耶稣基督有一个亲密的关系的时候，我们就不会落入爱世界里头。
But when we love the world, it tells us simply, it's very clear that we don't love Jesus.
如果我们爱世界，其实告诉我们说，其实我们真的不爱耶稣。
My concern for all of us today is this.
我今天对我们每个人有一个这个这个这个就是担忧的事。
In our heart, there's a lot of things in our heart.
在我们的心中有很多的东西。
Yes, we know we ought to love Jesus.
我们真的知道我们要更爱耶稣。
We know that he must come first in our lives.
我们知道耶稣应该在我们的生命中是第一位。
But there's a lot of things in our heart.
但是在我们的心中有许许多多的事。
That so often Jesus is crowded out.
常常把耶稣基督挤出去。
There's a parable in the Bible where Jesus, says the farmer was sowing seeds.
圣经里头有个比喻，这个农夫撒种。
One of the scenarios was that the seed fell among the thistles.
其中有一个就是这个种子掉在荆棘里头。
The seed could not grow because the thistles crowded out the seed.
这个种子没有办法长成，因为这个荆棘把它掐死了。
And Jesus used the word, the cares of this world, the worries of this life, the cares of this world crowds out God in our lives.
圣经讲说，我们这个今生的有许多忧虑，就把这个种子给掐死了。
And today you hear God's the seed, the word of God.
今天你听到神的话。就是神的种子。
You know what you need to do.
你知道你应该怎么做。
But I know that after the service.
但是我知道今天这个聚会结束以后。
You're thinking, well, let's see what's for dinner tonight.
然后你马上这样想，我今天该晚上吃什么。
You're thinking, oh man, I still got that homework I need to do.
然后你就讲说，哎，我今天有很多功课要做。
I gotta make that business deal. This is what I need to do.
我马上就讲说，哎，我有一个生意必须要做，我要打电话什么。
And yes, even though you hear the word of God today,
所以也许你听着神的话。
All the cares of this world were crowded out.
但是今生的忧虑在里边把你的就掐住了。
I pray for God's grace. I pray for God's strength in our lives.
我求神让我们有这个神的这个大能。
Help us not to be worldly people.
使得我们不成为爱世界的人。
But help us to be people who love only God.
帮助我们成为这个真正爱神的人。
And realize that we exist not for ourselves, but we exist for Him.
让我们知道我们存在不是为了我们自己，而是为了神的荣耀。
And that this world is anti-God, and that we actually belong to our Father's house. We belong to heaven.
这个世界是敌对神的，而我们是天国的子民，我们是属于天上。
And the time that God has given us on earth.We are to live our lives for Him.
神给我们在这世上的日子，让我们活着是为了荣耀他。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Heavenly Father, we remember the prayer that Jesus Christ prayed for His disciples before He left them.
主，我们记得。耶稣他离开这个世界的时候，他所做的祷告。
He prayed for them that even though they are in this world, they would not be of this world.
他祷告说，他们虽然在这个世界，但是不属于这个世界。
He prayed for them that Heavenly Father, you would protect them.
他祷告神在这个世上能够保护他们。
He prayed for them that the Heavenly Father, that you would sanctify them, you would set them apart.
他祷告天父在这边能够使他们圣洁。
So I pray the same prayer for all of us here today who has heard your message today that, Lord, you would protect us.
我今天做同样的祷告，今天弟兄姐妹在这边听到神的话，求主你保护他们。
And that you would sanctify us and that you would set us apart from this world.
你使我们圣洁，使我们能够分别为圣。
That even though we are in this world, we would not be of this world.
使得我们虽然在这个世界，但是却不属于这个世界。
Help us not to become worldly.
帮助我们不爱这个世界。
But help us to be pure.
使得我们能够纯洁。
Help us to truly become the true light of God.
让我们成为神的真光。
That shines in this dark world.
在这个黑暗的世代这边发光。
So that when people see us,They will see Jesus.
当人看见我们的时候，就能够看见耶稣。
In Jesus' name we pray.
这样祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Amen.